Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. As part of Czechoslovakia, Slovakia, which only became independent in 1992, experienced 40 years of communist planning, which left an indelible architectural mark on the country. Row upon row of shabby prefabricated blocks were built, many of them still existing today. Some Slovaks would like to see them demolished, but a recent project by the architectural firm Gut Gut in Bratislava demonstrated that the outdated tower blocks can be updated to meet modern living standards. Here's Alexei Koroliov with more.
You have this kind of 50s.
Like many other capitals of the former Eastern Bloc countries, Bratislava is a mix of old and new. On the one hand, imposing imperial palaces built during the Austro-Hungarian Empire, on the other, drab tower blocks made of prefabricated concrete panels, the so-called panelaki, that remind of the city's more recent past. Both are in need of refurbishment, but the panelaki also require a moral upgrade. And Lukas Kordic and Stefan Polakovic of Gut Gut Architects seem to have a solution, if only just for one building.
Both of us, we grew up in prefab buildings. Stefan, he grew up in a neighborhood that was built in 50s. And I grew up in Petržalka, that's the biggest neighborhood made of panel buildings in Slovakia. And maybe also in Eastern Europe, I don't know. So we had a really close connection to this kind of environment because we spend our childhood in these areas. In 2007, I think, or 2008, what happened, there was a client that came. It was a close friend of Stefan and our former partner, Roman Halmi. He had an opportunity to buy an old prefab building in the city, Rimavská Sobota. That is something like 350 kilometers from Bratislava. And he had a kind of a clear vision how he wanted to reconstruct it or change it. Okay, we had a quick look at the project and maybe we have to put more energy into the project and change his vision into something different. So we came up with kind of a study or our proposal that he liked it because we made a bigger variety of apartments, etc. And also the environment that was around. So finally, he said like, okay, let's do it like you draw and let's make this project real. So that was the story.
Vítěz opět nechodí, tak zdolat 13 poschodí, zostávám mi znovu po svojich. Na schodoch čo si šramotí a neon, kde tu mě světi, ještě že sám po tmě nebojím.
There is one thing that is necessary to say to it, that it was a prefab house without balconies, only with two rooms apartments. And we've made in our proposal really the whole apartment mix from two rooms to five rooms. We added a cafe and gym. And it's necessary to say too that when he started thinking about that project, he was thinking about making it just for business, to repair it and to sell it. And while reconstructing the house, he decided to make the flats for the rent.
It's also maybe very important because at the moment, last 20 years, housing that is built in Slovakia is basically just business oriented. So this was also a very important moment when he decided to keep it and to rent it, because immediately he started to think about quality. So that's why, for example, the way how he made it, it's in much higher standard. Also the materials that are used, it's much higher standard. So when you come to the house, you can really see that, okay, it's not just, you know, the really the low standard that you can basically see all around.
Do you think this is a one-off project, or this is the beginning of a trend of transformation for this prefab housing?
It's very interesting. A lot of people are really interested into it. We had quite often, you know, like mails coming and people are asking, okay, if we would be interested to do the project for them. But very, very often, maybe 99% finishes like that, okay, they didn't come to one common decision, because you have, I don't know, 50 people that...
The ownership is the problem, yeah? A lot of people are the owners of one house, and so that's why it's not some kind of or start of the trend. It's coming out of a very certain situation. It's not very, very common to get to such condition in the other houses, you know?
You still have few houses that are owned by state or by cities, but... There is no interest, you know, just like to that, okay, let's come to,
state
let's make
cities,
a project.
They know, they don't have money to put them into such a reconstruction. Yeah.
You grew up in what is arguably the biggest area of prefab housing in Eastern Europe. What is the significance of this layer of architecture for Slovakia, for Bratislava?
Well, it's quite hard to say because I grew up in during the communism. So the situation was a bit different. There was not that much cars, you know, we know each other because it's like more community, I think, like, okay, so I knew a lot of children, you know, like that we were playing in around, you know, like we were playing basketball, etc. So I don't know how it is now, because I think it's quite changed, you know, because you have much more cars and it's not that safe, etc. But I think it was okay.
It was standard.
It was a standard, you know. You took it like, okay, it's because in that time, there was kind of a quality. If you lived in an old town, basically very often, you know, the housing was totally destroyed. You know, it was in bad conditions. So even these panel buildings were quite okay. You know, okay, it was very massive. I mean, like, if you have 140,000 people living in one area, you could feel it. But however, it was not that dense. So yeah, for me, it was okay. You know. Like.
But the quality of the buildings, because, you know, for instance, when they built architecture like this in Soviet Russia, you know, oftentimes, right, I mean, I come from Moscow, you know, I've also been around these buildings, and right now they're crumbling, because they're really, really bad quality, because they didn't really think ahead.
Well, now it's all those buildings are reconstructed, but the fact is people are putting insulation on it. But the inside, the quality, you know, also the pipes, etc., I'm not sure that it's changing, you know. So basically now all the buildings are just changing, you know, the faces, more colors, because people, they don't want to have it gray. So each building has different color, etc. So I would say this process of reconstruction, all those buildings, it's not, how to say it, programmatic, or how to say, you know, just like that. You don't have the aim that, okay, we want a complex quality, but it's just, you know, like, polishing, that's all. What we tried to do in our project, because we had this kind of opportunity, because it was owned by two persons, that they had a common aim. So we could make a reconstruction really from all the pipes. So what stayed was just, you know, the construction, and we could make it really in a very high standard.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Alexei Korolyov for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.